bill, that long nose after you get away from his bill sticking out there.
Yeah, the sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're wicked looking.
Once in a while, they get that hook too low down that throat and it'll hang.
Oh.
It won't hang in his mouth. It's too hard.
You just about have to catch him with a noose, I guess. Mm-hmm.
You get that hook down in that throat torn up, it'll get it. I've caught them. Not many of them.
Was a turtle ever called anything else? Was it ever called a cooter?
I don't know. It might have been, but I never heard the term.
What did you call those that lived up in the pastures and around there?
Terrapin.
Well, that's the right item out of it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that insect that I asked you about earlier this afternoon, the one with the two sets of wings?
Yeah. That's a mosquito hawk.
I won't have to show you my miserable picture. And the one that you'll find out flying around the yard, winking light at night?
Yeah, that's a lightning bug.
Yeah. I like to see those.
Yeah, I do too.
Get a good warm evening and just see them go along. Just so relaxing.
You can watch it pretty close at night. If them fellows are flying pretty close to the ground, you're liable to get a rain the next day or two.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. There's your pretty good weather prophets.
Huh. Wonder if that's atmospheric pressure or what?
It must be. Right? Must be something in the atmosphere pressure that keeps them close to the ground.
The insect barometer, huh?
If they're flying high, well, you need to look for any rain because I think it's the barometer. It keeps them down. When the barometer's low, it keeps them next to the ground. Either that or they've got sense enough to know it's going to rain, they're going to stay down where they can get under cover. They get under cover of the leaves.
Uh-huh.
They've got sense enough not to get up in that air if they think it's coming to rain or something. They might have that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know enough to keep out of it, whether it's the barometer that's holding down.
Do you have many flying insects here that sting? Bees
and wasps, yellow jackets, bumble bees, just about everything.
Just watch out.
Stings, just watch out.
Do you have that one that'll build a little mud nest up on your house?
Yeah, mud dollars.
Uh-huh.
They're not bad to sting though. They might sting you. I wouldn't catch one of them to see if he'd sting.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting mad and stinging, I never did see one of them do.
I don't believe they do.
He looks like he could sting. He looks a lot like a wasp. He's
shaped
like it, but I never seen him attack anything and sting like the wasp. That red wasp, boy, you make him sore. He'd dab you one right quick.
Is he red all over? Or?
Well, we have two different kinds. One of them is red with a black wing. The other one's black.
Huh?
And then we have what we call the little guinea wasp. He's a striped.
Yellow and black?
Yellow and black.
Huh?
And he'll sting you. Don't think he won't.
Mm-hmm. And how about the yellow jacket?
Yellow jacket builds his nest in the ground. Well, I never have seen a yellow jacket's nest down in here. They have them back on the prairies and the meadows up there.
Uh-huh.
But I never have found any down in the bottom. Never have found yellow jack's nest down here. I found bumblebee nests. They build in the ground.
Oh. I remember when I was a kid, I'd not been stung by a bee in a long time. I saw a bumblebee just buzzing around the flower.
Yeah?
And I thought, I can catch him. I did.
I've known some others who thought they could too.
Well, I caught him well. I wasn't catching him. I found it was hard. It was turning loose.
Yeah.
Do these wasps ever get caught outside in those things that the spiders make? Or are they too big?
In the spider web? I don't know. Yeah, I think they do. I think there's one certain kind of spider that knows how to build a web that'll snare those wasps.
Hmm.